One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Save big money on your outdoor project at Menards. We make landscaping simple with our free, easy-to-use design program and step-by-step project guides. Plus, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block at the best prices. Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com to see our full selection of landscape blocks and get your outdoor project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable Pocket Hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Today on The Grave Talks, we continue our conversation about the haunted Beeson Manor with owner Ken Greer. Do you feel that there is also activity across the street at the crypt?
Definitely, and a neighbor that lives on the other side of the crypt has activity in his house.
Oh, interesting.
And his might be more Native American. The house is about a mile from what used to be Fort St. Joseph. Back in the 1600s, it was built by the, I think it's French Jesuits, to preach to the Native Americans in the area. And over the years, it was, you know, fought over and owned and controlled by the French, the Spanish, the English. I know the Native Americans held it for a while. It's a long Old Sauk Trail trading trail, which was a big fur trading trail that they used to use a lot because it's right near the river, the St. Joe River. So between, and that's why the fort was there. It was right on the river.
That would make sense to put it right on the river.
Yep. I think the fort was around for about 200 years, and that's before the house was built.
So the history of the area goes way back then.
It sure does. We heard from one person that lives in those apartments that are in the barn, and they have activity with stuff moving. So the entire area's got something going on.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me that the barn would have activity either.
Right.
Because I'd read that there's been reports of children at the crypt.
Yep, yes. Both walking around and on a horse. And then also Harriet walking around back and forth also. My wife was putting plastic on one of the windows, and she was standing on a step stool, looked outside and saw a kid in a snowsuit playing underneath a tree, kind of digging in the ground. There was a little bit of snow, not a lot. And she goes, "Oh, good, one of our bands are here and probably lurking around the property. I better go see what they want. So she got down and she looked back out and no kid.
And where'd the kid go? You know, it's like when you see something like that, it's like, but I saw a child.
I didn't think it was so real. Yeah. Yep.
And especially seeing a kid in a snowsuit. But don't you suppose once, you know, you can present in any way.
Right.
You can present as a kid in a snowsuit. It doesn't have to mean that you have to be a kid on horseback.
Right.
But also, again, so real that she assumes somebody's here.
Absolutely. She went to go look and saw someone walking their dog. And is that the ghost?
I love that you guys are into the paranormal, too. Do you document the activity that you're coming across as you kind of go?
We need to better than we have. We have gotten, you know, people on Facebook have definitely told us activity that they've had happen.
So are you going to continue living in the house, you think, even when you do create the bed and breakfast? Because, I mean, a bed and breakfast, usually there's a couple who lives there.
Yeah, we have no use for the bedrooms upstairs. There's plenty of space on the first floor right now. We had a larger house, and we had sold it a couple years ago and moved down to a rental house that we had, and it's only 720 square feet, where the previous house was, including the basement, like through 3,300. We definitely had to streamline and get rid of some stuff, but we made it all fit inside the tiny house. But we were starting to bulge at the seams.
Yeah, that's pretty tiny.
It definitely is.
Yeah. And when you do create the bed and breakfast, because when I was looking at the Facebook page, it says haunted right there. So you're not shying away from that at all when you open it up, right?
No, not at all. That's going to be a main selling point. I'm sure we're going to be swamped in October because we're also really close to Niles Scream Park, which is, it's one of the top 10 scream, you know, haunted attractions in the States. And we've seen YouTube videos of people traveling all the way from California just to go there. So we know people that work there and have worked there, and we'll be able to hopefully get a package deal with them.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Yeah, offer some kind of package deal.
And in the meantime, between now and when you do get it functioning as a bed and breakfast, you're going to do paranormal investigations on kind of a regular basis, maybe?
Yeah, we plan on having at least one public hunt every month where, you know, people that aren't very experienced or don't have their own equipment can sign up. We try and hold it, keep it at about 10 people. That way, you know, everyone gets a little bit of personal attention and it's not overwhelming. We've had the one that we just had last week. The March one is already sold out, and we just posted the April one Thursday, and it sold out within 3 hours.
I'm not surprised.
A lot of people, you know, going back generations, have known that this building was haunted, and it's where you used to take your date and scare her a little bit. So it's got the story around the area for sure.
Well, and I get that too, because, you know, there's, everybody has that house in their town or more than
that
one.
House or that bridge or that cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, definitely.
And I've talked about this one in my town, and they're renovating it now. And I so desperately want to go in and look at it.
Right.
But I don't think I'll probably ever get to go into it and look at it other than like walk up and knock on the door and say, hey, do you ever give tours of your house?
Yeah.
But that's what makes it cool is that people have been curious about the Beeson Mansion for all these years. And just to get to go into it would be cool.
We're also going to have historic tours. We got one scheduled for next Friday so that people can just, you know, come and we'll walk them through the house and tell them what history we know. and hopefully get some good stories back from people. And then we also offer private ghost hunts, where if you have a group, you can rent the house out and just for your group. And we'll give you a tour and then kind of leave you alone and let you have full access to the house.
Had it sat there for quite a while empty at any point? Or has it always pretty much been lived in?
Between owners, I'm not really sure. I'm not sure if all the previous owners lived in it. The one previous owner, like we said, we only think he lived there for a year or two before he bought the other property. He did let people, let's say that it had the nickname the Meth Mansion.
Oh.
So he had some people he knew that he let live there, and they were living there and doing work on the house in exchange for being able to live there. We do know that there was one OD during that time.
That creates a really strange energy then with what else was going on in the house. You know, I would imagine at that time there would have been some really strange energy in the house.
And there was one person that I can't say that they were high on meth, but her phone had died and she went to a neighbor's house and asked to borrow their phone and just said, the ghosts won't leave me alone. The ghosts won't leave me alone. They just keep bugging me. So she waited outside until someone came to pick her up.
And you know, a lot of times when people are on drugs, they get some kind of drug-induced psychosis, which you could say, yeah, that could be what happened for sure. But it could also be what happened. You know, right. It could go two ways
a
here.
A little of both.
Yeah, because how could you deal with all that?
Right. That could be why they're a little hesitant to, you know, just show their shelves to us too.
Which makes some sense. Mm-hmm. And don't you think too, that once you're there for a while and they understand what you're doing, that you're coming in to fix this place and to keep it going and not just put a bunch of cars in the yard and hire people on meth to help you with the house.
Right. We were sanding the floor for the library, which is going to be our bedroom. This is like 2 days in the sanding with the drum sander. So it's not like we hit a spot in the floor that had some sort of scent to it, but all of a sudden there was a localized smell of old perfume and it moved around in a small area of the room. It was very localized, very compact. And, you know, it was just very flowery and perfumey. It didn't smell like anything modern. And we just figured that was Harriet or someone checking up on us, seeing what we were doing. And she must have liked it because she went away and didn't make a fuss. And she did come back later in the day again. So that was interesting. That was probably our first experience.
And the smell. You know, it's like, where does that come from? Because sometimes I'll smell Old Spice, and that's what my dad always wore. And it just, when that happens, and now maybe I could be at Walmart and walk by a guy that has Old Spice on. But when it happens, it just stops me in my tracks when I smell that smell.
Absolutely.
Did you find some items in the house of interest as well?
We did. And we probably will find more as time goes on. Like I said, the previous owner was a collector. He liked to go to auctions. And the wife was cleaning out one of the cabinets in the kitchen. And she was on the bottom cabinet. And there was like the wood only went up like half, about 3 inches. And then there was a space behind it. And so she kind of reached her hand back behind it. And there was an opening there.
I don't think I could have reached in. I'd have waited for you. I need some backup before I do this.
And she reached in and she felt a baggie. And she goes, oh God, here's drugs. And she pulled it out. And it actually turned out to be two watches and one diamond earring. And the one watch, I was able to Google Lens it, and it was from 1920. So it was over 100 years old. And the other one also was old. I couldn't find that specific model, but it was a brand that did pop up, and it was also pretty old. We never got a date on that, but they were both probably 100 years plus.
But were they in like a baggy, more of a current?
Yeah,
so it made
bag.
It feel like the last guy,
they still
maybe?
Had auction tags on them.
Oh, interesting.
So
how'd they end up there?
I don't think they could have fallen off of a higher shelf.
Yeah.
I would think that either they fell off of something that was on the bottom shelf, or he put it there to hide from his friends.
Oh, could have been. Yeah. And then forgot about it.
Right.
Because that's a pretty good hidey spot.
It sure is.
Now, I have heard in houses that the staircase itself, like the first, I don't even know what you call it, down by the first step, like mm-hmm. a lot of times there's a hidden compartment inside of that where they would hide sure. maybe the deed of the house or something important. So I could see a step being a hidey spot too.
Right, right.
Because that would make sense. And I would think, you know, going back to the family, the original family, there would have been some valuables that they might have left in the house.
Absolutely. And there's three crawl spaces that go off of the full, you know, 7-foot ceiling basement for, you know, heating and water and electric.
Can't do that.
No,
I can't do a crawl space.
No,
I would freak out. I do not live in a haunted house, and there's no way you'd get me into my crawl space.
Not a 3-foot one, no.
Now, will you continue doing some research on the house and the history and everything?
Yeah,
as you go along,
need to get with the Historic Society. I'm sure they have more information.
Yeah, because one article I came across is it Berrien County that you're in? Berrien?
Yes. Yep.
They had a really good article about the house and the history of it. So that's the one I kind of referred to more than the others, because I'm like, this is the county historical site.
And they were one of the few that talked about Anna.
So it'd be interesting to even have them come out and tour the house.
Absolutely.
So to get information on any of the investigations coming up or down the road when you are open as a bed and breakfast, is the easiest way to go to the Facebook page?
That's definitely the best place to go. It's Beeson Haunted Mansion.
And I can put a link right in the show notes, so you
Absolutely.
Can just click on that.
And we keep it updated pretty frequently. And we try and anytime we do something, we take pictures of it, and there's short videos. We don't have internet there, but once we do, we got some security cameras that we need to get set up.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Recording our working together remodeling, because that always goes well.
And you said that seriously, because it always goes so well? No, it's hard. It's a lot of work, you know.
Yeah, and it is.
And it's nonstop, because you have this project that leads to that one, to that one, to that one, to that one, and especially a house this size.
Yep.
But at least across the street at the crypt, you don't have to worry about that. And the barnuminium, that's all taken care of. But it's just such a beautiful house, and it's just so nice that you're in there going to kind of restore it and get it back to what it was.
We are definitely going to restore as much as we can. It may not be all history specific, because we're going to try and go a little gothier, a little creepier, like paint colors. We're going to refinish the wood floors, and the two of the bedrooms upstairs have carnival glass tiles. I don't know. I'm assuming those are relatively old also.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to keep up with your page and watch your progress on this.
We definitely need to keep it updated.
Because I am fascinated by makeover shows, and mm-hmm. you add in a historical home with paranormal activity, and I am invested.
Definitely makes it interesting.
Well, I wanted to say thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me about this incredible home.
Oh, absolutely.
And I love the fact that you and Catherine bought this, and people can go in and see it and do investigations on their own. So go to their Facebook page, get some information, reach out. Because I just messaged you on Facebook.
Yes.
But thank you so much. I really appreciate your time today.
Well, thank you so much.
And that wraps up our conversation with Ken Greer about the Haunted Beeson Mansion. For more information, just search Haunted Beeson Mansion on Facebook. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything commercial free, then you could become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts and you can try it for 3 days free, or you could also go to patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you very much for listening.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64,000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64,000.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64,000. That's WATER to 64,000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64,000.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64,000. That's WATER to 64,000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64,000.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.